Shalom aleichem abayisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Beizir Hashem Yizborach, we are continuing by the Aliyah of Shvi, of Parsha Zahazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Mem Dalet. Vayavoy Moshe, vayidaber es kol divrei ha-shiro hazois, bo'oznei ha'om, hu vohishe abinenun. And Moshe, together with Hashem Abinun, went to Klal Yisrael, and they taught them the entire Shira be'oznei ha'om, in their ears. They made sure they understood it. Says Rashi, hu v'Hashem Abinun. What is the purpose of Moshe, together with Hashem Abinun, teaching the Shiras Hazinu to Klal Yisrael? Says Rashi, Shabbos shel Diuzgi hoyo. That Shabbos that Moshe Rabbeinu died, Zayin Ado Falarana Shabbos, was a Shabbos shel Diuzgi, with two leaders were leading together. Nitlo reshus mizeh venitno lozeh. Permission to lead was taken away from Moshe and given to Hoshea Abinun. Ha'emidloi Moshe meturgamon lo Yeshua shiei doiresh b'chayov. The concept of a meturgamon was, back in the day before they invented microphones, you had a human loudspeaker. The chochom, the darshan, would say it in an undertone to the meturgamon, and he would be the human loudspeaker to say it loudly to everybody. And Moshe gave Yeshua Meturgamon, so Yeshua should darshan while Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. And why? Kidei shelo yomru Yisrael, in order that Klal Yisrael should not be mevaze Yeshua after Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and they may tell him, Bechayei Ramcho lo yohoyo lecho lahorim roish. In your Rebbe's lifetime, you could not have picked up your head. In other words, in comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're garnished. And this is what Rashi tells us in Parshas Pinchos, Perek Chof Zayin, Posuk Yud Ches. Over there it says, Hashem tells Moshe, V'samachto es yodcho olov. It says Rashi over there, Tein loy meturgamon, she'id roish b'chayecho, shelo yoimru olov, loy hoyo loy lehorim roish b'imei Moshe. And over here, Moshe Rabbeinu did it, what Hashem told him to do. Fakt Rashi, V'lomo nikro kan Hoshea. Why is Yeshua called Hoshea? His name was changed almost 40 years ago by the Meraglim in the beginning of Shlach. Leimoir, the Teretz is, L'shelo yizocho daitoi olov. The Torah is teaching us that Yeshua did not become arrogant with his new position. Sha'af al pisha nitlo yigdulo, he was given a great position, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, hishpil atzmoi kasher mitchilosoi. He was humble just like he was at the start. Posuk mem hei vayichal Moshe ledaber es kol hadevorim ho'eile el kol Yisrael. And when Moshe finished telling over to Klal Yisrael all of these words, namely Shiras Hazinu, vayoymer aleihem simu levavchem lechol hadevorim asher onoichi meid bochem hayoym asher tetzavum es bneichem lishmoer lasois es kol divrei atiro azois. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, pay attention and put your heart into everything I am teaching you today, and I am testifying and warning you today, in order that you should instruct your children that they should be careful to keep everything it says in the Torah. Says Rashi, simu levavchem, you got to pay attention. Tzorich odom shiu eino ve'ozno ve'liboy mechuvonim ledivrei Torah. If a person wants to be matzliach in divrei Torah, he's got to put his eyes, his ears, and his heart. He's got to be totally into it. B'chein u'oymel, Hashem tells Yechezkel Hanovi, when showing him the nevuah of the Bayis Shlishi, ben odom re'ei beinecho uvoz necho shmo v'sim libecho. You got to put your eyes, ears, and heart into it. Tarei dvorim kalvoch u'oymel, says Rashi. Uma tavnis habayis shu nira lo'inayim v'nimdot v'koneh. Hashem showed it to Yechezkel b'marei ha-nevuah. You can measure it with a stick. Nevertheless, tzorich odom shiyu eino ve'oznoi ve'liboi mechuvan lehovin. You have to be totally into it in order to understand what Hashem is telling you. Divrei Torah shein karorim atluim besairo. Divrei Torah, which is like a mountain, which is hanging on a hairline. Many times you have one little word in the Torah, and mountains of halachos are learned out of that. Alachas kama v'kama, surely you have to be totally into it. Einov v'ozno v'libo y'mechuvonim l'divrei Torah. Posuk mem zayin ki lo yidavorei k'hu mikem ki hu chayichem uvadovor hazeh ta'arichu yomim al ho adomo asher atem oiverim esayardei neshomo l'rishto. for you toiling in the Torah and keeping its mitzvahs, it's not for nothing. You're going to get schar for it. Ki u chayechem, this is your life. Uvadovor hazeh, if you learn the Torah and keep the Torah, tarichu yomim alo adomo, you'll have many years on the land that you are going over the crossing the Yarden over there in order to inherit it. Says Rashi, ki loy dovoreikum ikem, loy lechinom atem yegeim bo. It's not for nothing that you're toiling in Torah, ki hal bezchal tolibo, ki u chayechem, this is your life. Dovoracher, a different pshat in the words, ki loy dovoreikum ikem. Ein lecho dovoreikum na Torah. There is no empty posuk, so to speak. Shem tidreshenu, shein b'matan schar, that if you darshen it, you're not going to get schar for it. For example, teida lecho, araya shakach amuru chachomim, v'achuis loiton timno, v'simna hoiso pilegesh, le'elifaz ben Esav. At the end of Parshas Vayishlach, it tells us that this loiton had a sister, and her name was Timna. And this Timna was a pilegesh, a concubine, a secondary wife, to Eliphaz ben Esav. And you read the pasuk, one may ask, what is the purpose? Who cares that Loiton's sister's name was Timna? Who cares that Eliphaz ben Esav had a pilegesh, whose name was Timna? And one may chas v'sholem say, this pasuk is empty. There's no need for it. Chazal darshan, lefisha omro, this Timna said to herself, if I'm not worthy to being Eliphaz's wife, full-fledged wife, halavai ve'ehya pilagshoy, halavai I should be a concubine, a secondary wife. V'chol kach lomo, why is she so want to be part of Eliphaz's family? Loidia, and why does the Torah stress the point? Why does the Torah tell us about this? Loidia shivchoy shel Avrom, to tell you how choshev Avrom Avinu was. Shoyushil toinim u'melochim is'avim lidobek bezaroi. Kings and rulers wanted to cling, wanted to attach themselves to Avraham Avinu's descendants. That's how choshev Avraham Avinu was. So you see, this pasuk is not empty at all. There's much to be learned from here, how choshev Avraham Avinu is. So too, this is just an example. Every pasuk in the Torah, there is no such thing as an empty pasuk that you will not darshan and get schar for it. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Hazinu, Shiras Hazinu. On to the second and last topic of Parshas Hazinu, where Hashem tells Moshe to go up to Har Nevo'i and look at Eretz Yisrael, because you will not be zeiche to enter it. Posuk memchet vayedaber Adonai el Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh le'mor. And Hashem told Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh, Rashi says, in midday, when the sun is shining bright, that's when Hashem told Moshe to go up on Har Nevo'i. And what is the purpose of the Torah of stressing exactly in midday? Says Rashi. Three places in the Torah stresses that this event happened in midday. Number one, that Noach and his children came to the Teva in midday, when the sun was shining bright. What's the purpose of the Torah telling this to us? The people of generations would swear, im onu margishim boi, if we feel, if we sense that he's going into the teva, einonu manichim oisel lekonas bateva, we won't let him go in. Not only that, elo onu noitlim kashim v'kardumois, we're going to take axes, umevakin es hateva, we're going to break the teva. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harini Machnisa Bechati Hayom, I'm going to bring Noach into the Teva in midday, not in hiding by night to escape people trying to kill, to people trying to prevent him from going in and break the Teva. No, I'm going to bring him in midday. V'chol mishi yesh biyodei koach limachois, yovo v'imche. Whoever thinks he could stop me, v'kasha, welcome to try. The second time, b'Mitzrayim ne'emar, b'etzem hayom hazeh, hoitzi Hashem, Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, b'etzem hayom hazeh, midday. There also, l'fi sh'ayo yomri Mitzrayim, b'kach v'kach, the Egyptian would swear, imonu margishim v'em, eino manichim o'isom lotzis. If we feel, if we sense that they're leaving, we're not going to let them leave. V'loy oid, not only that, elonu noitim saifo yisukli zayin v'orgim o'isom. We're going to take swords and weapons and kill them. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Moitzion Mechatzi Hayom, I'm taking them out in midday. V'chol Mishiyesh Boi Koyach Limchois Yovei V'Imche. Whoever thinks he has the power to stop me, Vakasha, welcome to try. אף כאן במסורת של מוישה נאמר בעצם היום הזה, לפי שהיו ישראל לא אומרים מכך וכך. כלל ישראל would swear and say, אם אנו מרגישים בו אין, אנו מניחים אויסוי. If we feel, if we sense that he's about to die, we're not going to let it happen. אדום שיצא אנו ממצרים, וקורא לנו את הים, והוריד לנו את המון, והגיז לנו את השלב, והעלה לנו את הבאר, ונושא לנו את התורה, אין אנו מניחים אויסוי, we're not letting him go, he's too precious to us. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני מארני מכניסו בחצי היום, I'm taking him in midday. וכל מי שיש בכוח למחוז, יובי וימחה. Whoever thinks he could stop me, בבקשה, is welcome to try. פוסוק ממתס, עלי אל הר, הועבורים הזה, הר נבוי, אשר בארץ מאוב, אשר על פני ריחוי, וראי אס ארץ כנען אשר אני נוסעין לבני ישראל לאחוזו. השם tells Moshe, go up to Har Ha'avorim Hazeh, also known as Har Nevoi, two names for the same mountain, which is in Eretz Moav, used to be Moav, before Klal Yisrael conquered it, and now Klal Yisrael settled down there. Where is it? Al Shal Pnei Yerichoi, east of Yericho. Yericho is on the western side of the Yarden, they're on the eastern side. וראי אס ארץ כנען, look at ארץ כנען, says השם to Moshe, אשר אני נוסע לבני ישראל לאחוזה, that I am giving כלל ישראל as an inheritance. פוסוק נון ומוד, בהור אשר עתוי לשומו, והיוסיף אל עמךו, כאשר מייס אהרוי נוכיחו בהור הור, ויאוסף אל עמוב. Says השם to Moshe, and you will die on the top of that mountain that you are going up there. And you will be gathered to your nation. Namely, all the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, you will die just as Aaron your brother died, in Hor Hor, in a similar mist that he died. And in a similar way that he was gathered to his nation, you will die also and be gathered to your nation. Says Rashi, Gashel Meis Aaron Ochicho, Bo'oiso Miso Shero Iso, V'chomadeto Iso. You saw the death of Aaron, Misas Neshiko, and you wanted it, you desired it. Shehifshit Moshe's Aaron beged rishoin vilbish el Elozo. Moshe took off the big day kuna from Aaron and he put it onto Elozo. First the first clothing article, v'chein sheini v'chein shlishi. V'ro'o b'noi b'chvoidoi. Aaron saw Elozo taking over his position. Omaloi Moshe, Aaron ochi, Aaron, my dear brother. Aleila mito, go up to the bed v'olo. Pshuit yodocho, straighten out your hands, uporshat. Pshuit raglecho, straighten out your feet, uporshat. Atsoim einecho, close your eyes, ve'otsam. Kmoitz picho, close your mouth, ve'komatz. Ve'holachloi. And that is Aaron died. Omar Moshe, ashrei mishe meis b'misozu. Lucky is a person who is zoiche to die such a death. I also want that. And Hashem tells Moshe, you will get it. What does Rashi mean? Ve'ro b'noi b'chvoidoi. Did Moshe also get that? That he saw his child taking over his position? We know his position was taken over by Yeshua. The Mefarshim explain that Yeshua was Moshe's Talmud, and a Talmud of a person is like his son. So he did see his Talmidoi Kibidoi taking over his position. Posuk Lamed Aleph, Al Asher Me'altem Bi, Besoir B'nei Yisrael, B'mei Merivaz Kodesh Midbar Sin, על אשר לא יקידשתם מויסי בסויך בני ישראל. And the reason both Aaron and you died early and were not zoichet to enter Eretz Yisrael is because you caused Klal Yisrael to betray me. In the story of Mei Meriva we had in Parshas Chukas, when Klal Yisrael fought with you over the waters in a place called Kodesh in Midbar Tzin, you did not sanctify my name among Klal Yisrael. Namely, by hitting the rock and not speaking to it. Says Rashi, Al Asher Me'altem Bi, Geramtem Limoil Bi. You caused Klal Yisrael to betray me. Al Asher Lo Kidashtem Moisi, Geramtem Li Shelo Yeskadesh. You caused that my name was not sanctified. Amarti Lochem V'dibartem Al Asela. I told you to speak to the rock. V'heimiku, and they hid it. V'utzeruhu Lakoyze Pa'amayim. Because that was not the original instructions. They had to hit it twice. Ve'ilu dibu imo, and if they would have spoken to it, v'nosan meimo b'loyako, and the rock would have given forth its water without hitting it. Oyumiskadei shem shomayim, Hashem's name would have been sanctified. Sho yisoil oyumrim, they would make a kavochoymer. Uma hasela ze, this rock, sheinu leschav olo leporonus. He's not going to get schar, he's not going to get punished if he does or doesn't do what he's told. But im zocho inu matan schar, ve'im choto inu loike. For the rock. Nevertheless, kach mikayem mitzvas boiroi. He does what Hashem tells him to do, even by just speaking to him. Onu lekol shekein, os klal Yisrael. Is it not surely that we should do what Hashem says, even when He just speaks to us? By us, if we listen, there is matan tzchar, and if we don't listen, there is puronus. Kal vochoymer that we should be listening. And all this did not happen because Moshe and Aaron did not speak to the rock, they hid it. And that causes Klal Yisrael to sometimes betray Hashem and not listen when they're spoken to until they're hit. Posuk nun beis, ki mineged tir'es ha'oret, v'shomo loy savoy el ha'oret, asher ani noisein livnei Yisrael. You will only be able to see the land from far. You will not be able to come to the land that I am giving Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, ki mineged merochok, from far. Tireh, ki im loy tireh no achshov, loy tireh no oid b'chayecho. This is your last chance. If you don't see it now, you won't see it anymore in your lifetime. You're about to die. B'shomo loy sovoy, but you will not be coming to Eretz Yisrael. Aye, so what is Hashem doing? Teasing Moshe Rabbeinu? You can't come there, so He's going to show him Eretz Yisrael? Isn't that a tease? Says Rashi, no. Ki yodati ki chavivo hi lecho. I know how precious and how loved Eretz Yisrael is by you. Al kein ani oimer lecho alei re'ei. It's not a tease. I'm giving you a prize. You can't enter it. At least you could see it. Moshe lemadavo duime. A baby was born a preemie. And he's put in an incubator behind the glass window. The parents are not allowed to pick him up. He's very dangerous. He's sensitive. We wouldn't call that a tease to let the mother look at her baby even through a glass window, even though she can't touch him. Ki yodati ki chavivo hi lecho, al kein ani oimer lecho, alei ure'ei. Ad kan parshas ha'azinu. Good Shabbos.